Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop Podcast.
Why is it the Chop House, man?
The Chop Shop, man, because we chop it up and dissect the information in here.
I like that.
Be Better World is a movement about empowering people. Stay tuned for some really cool people, some really cool episodes, and learn what you can do to empower yourself. Welcome to the second season of the Be Better Podcast. Welcome back to the Chop Shop. I'm happy to be back. And since we've been gone, a lot of things have happened in the country. And we're going to explore some of those things this season. And I'm happy to have in the room with me special guest, Mr. Jeff Johnson. Welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of meeting Jeff about 3 or 4 months ago. We were, as you guys know, the country went through some social injustices, and Jeff and I were able to hook up. And this man has been doing a lot of work here in the Billings, Montana community with regards to that. So just want to talk about, kind of talk through a little bit some of the things that you've been doing, some of the things that you got going on. So just tell the people what you do, why you do it, why you love it, why you hate it.
Well, I'm the CEO of True North Strategic Consultants, and what we are is a business and security consulting firm. One of our major fortes is being able to help individuals and corporations to be able to better communicate and to develop themselves. Where the philosophy comes from, for about 25, 26 years, I trained and deployed with executive protection teams. My forte was high risk hostage rescue and negotiation outside of the United States. So being able to have difficult conversations with people who didn't want to see you was something that I had to do and learn how to do each day. So bringing that back home and being able to help others here when the circumstances are no less dire, for them to be able to have a conversation and to have it in a constructive manner, whether you like the person on the other side or not. That's tremendously helpful for businesses, because as they can communicate, they can better develop, they can better achieve, they can better reach out, and they just will be able to reach their operational zenith, not only for an organization, but for individuals as well. Because part of my program and what my company does is individual development.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that I was really impressed with, so we all experienced the whole George Floyd saga, and, you know, being African-American males in a city that's predominantly not African-American, you know, I know that we face some opportunities, I won't even call them challenges, some opportunities that we probably wouldn't have faced in other cities. So talk through, you know, again, I know you were spearheading right at the forefront. You got together with the mayor and the police chief. So talk a little bit about that, because I think that was really dynamic.
Well, it was in the vein of having that tough conversation. We always say, let's start a conversation. And usually when we hear that phrase, it's because it should have happened because of an incident that just happened. Mm-hmm. So we needed to stop saying it and start having a conversation. So the Walk With Me series of meetings, the roundtable discussion on racial injustice and prejudice, that was why that began this past summer. As the next step, now that we know that there's an issue and everyone's awake, they're waking up to that there are different realities for different demographics of the population, let's talk about it. And let's talk about it in a productive manner. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. I wanted to start the conversation for a couple of reasons. One, I needed to get people from both ends of the spectrum in the same room to sit down and to know that they can discuss issues without fisticuffs. They can discuss and they can act like adults. They can actually hear and respect each other and understand that I may not agree with you, but we can have this conversation, and when we emerge from this, we can be better together. And that was the whole purpose of having the Walk With Me series this summer.
Hey, so for you guys that don't know, so Billings population is about 90% Caucasian. About 10% of other, so to include Native American, some African American, some Filipino. So that mix, and for this gentleman sitting in front of me to be able to lead that, I was thoroughly impressed with. And again, like I said, you know, somebody has to take the lead, and the fact that you took the lead, I was impressed with. So I want to congratulate you publicly for that.
Well, sir, thank you. I really want everyone to understand that we have to have those conversations, and we just can't complain when something goes wrong. When we have time, as we do now, we need to have those conversations and prevent the next incidents, possible incidences, from happening. And that will only come when we start to talk to each other, we start to learn who each other are, and respect, and pull together. If we continue on our present trajectory, which is everyone reverting to their own camps and not talking to each other but about each other, we're going to continue to have these issues. If not, they're going to be worse.
Right.
What we need to do is to make sure that we keep these conversations going in a manner that is very productive. We have minds that are on both sides that are willing to sit down and to do this. Let's take advantage of that. We have organizations that now are awake and they want to sponsor, they want to be a part of this. Let's bring them in. The more people we can get in from all sides of our demographic spectrums and populations that are here, the better we will be.
So one of the things, and I don't want to jump the gun, but I know that you are doing some work locally with the police department, which I think is kudos to you for doing that, right? So just, you know, again, not going into too much detail, I don't want to do that, but I do want you to talk about, you know, what you're doing, what you hope the outcome will be, and just some of that stuff wrapped around that, because that's a huge part, and I know that gets a lot of negative pub, right?
Well, I reached out to a number of organizations here in the area, and I wanted to be a part of the conversation. When we talk about diversity, it really concerns me sometimes that the people who are being talked about aren't in the room. So it's always been my practice, don't talk about someone, talk with someone. Mm-hmm. If at all possible, have them in the room, because our best summation of someone else who's different from us will not be as good as they are having them in the room. So to the credit of the Billings Police Department, they accept it. They accepted the offer for some training but I can pretty much just stop there. But
yeah.
I kudos and my hat's off to them, because they're looking to try to bring in new ideas and try to learn to do things a different way. And this actually was before some of the incidents happened. So it wasn't because of they're working toward. And I would really want some of the other organizations that are here to also take advantage of this, of diversity training that is more centered and it originates from the people who feel it more. By that I mean, it's one thing that if I learn about chemistry but I don't really understand it,
mm-hmm.
I can apply it as much as my understanding goes. But if something happens outside my sphere of understanding, I almost become dangerous, because if I apply chemical principles to something that it doesn't really apply, I may have an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have someone who doesn't truly understand, and I'm not saying is that you have to be a person of color to understand it. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, if the extent of your diversity exposure is a textbook, you may need to have some more on-the-job training. By that I mean you need to build relationships, because what we have too much of, really, Will, is we have a bunch of initiatives but no relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We have people building these initiatives and starting another initiative. We're doing this. No relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells me that the initiative, something is wrong there. It is not being appropriately and specifically applied to those people for which it is meant. It feels good to the person who's doing it because it makes sense to them. But what they don't know, they don't know. So that's why it's important to have not only diversity, but inclusion. Mm-hmm. Inclusion is not only having someone of a different or diverse background in the room, but having them actually be a part of that decision-making and of the forum, the plan formation.
So it was interesting. We had a conversation. You and I talked on the phone last week. You know, and the one thing we said, I'm paraphrasing this conversation a little bit, but the one thing we said, there's a difference between textbook and practicality,
yes.
Right? And I think a lot of people lose that. You know, hey, we want to read the textbook, but how do you apply that information when you have a real person or a real life situation in front of you? So, you know, I appreciate the work that you're doing. What's next? What do you see?
Well, what's next? What's next is that we have to educate the people who are now disenfranchised for whatever the reason, to educate them on the process of being a part. If you are upset with the hand that's constantly being dealt you, at some point you have to become part of the dealership. Because if you just sit and wait on the next hand and the next hand and the next hand, and they all seem pretty bad to you, what is the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have to become part of the infrastructure. We have to become part of the decision-making capacity if we want to affect the change. But we also have to build bridges with those who are now in those positions of government, so that we need those coalitions. There's nothing that we're going to be able to do on our own. Besides, if we want to be inclusive and we want them to include us as much as possible, we need to model what it is that we're asking them to do.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm going to say this, and it's my show, so I get to say whatever the hell I want, so I'm going to say this, right? I think it's really important. You know, you have two African-American men sitting here talking about something that's really important, but also understanding the word that I think gets left out a lot is inclusion.
Yes.
Right? We want to be angry. We want to do these things in a bubble. And I think I can speak for you, Jeff, when I say this. It's like we're looking for solutions. We're not looking to create extra problems. We're looking for solutions, and those sometimes create tougher conversations.
Yes.
But I always compare it to going to work out, right? You go to work out that first time, it's tough.
Yes.
You keep going back and keep going back, and you sustain that momentum. So I am honored to know that you are working in the community in which I live and work to do some of the things that you are doing. So kudos to you in that regard. And if there's anything that I personally can do to help, you know, continue to move that vertical, as I've told you before, I am here to do whatever I can to do that.
Well, I thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor to sit with you, because I've been watching you as well, because you know we watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
sure,
so
sure.
I've been quite impressed from day one of the work that you've been doing here in this area. Not only in this area, but people don't know how much work you do outside of this area. Yeah. And I'm saying Billings and even the state of Montana. So just watching you and cheering for you in silence in the corner, that helps quite a bit. Because is there anything I can do for you, please let me know. I'm just honored to try and make a difference. That's what I want to do.
Hey, and as I wake up every day with two motivations. The one is to try to make a difference. The other one is not to go back to work for anybody else, right? That's just me personally, right? So, you know, before you get out of here, Jeff, I got to ask you. I've asked every person that comes on my show, what's that one nugget or motto that you wake up and you live by every day, or you try to live by?
Well, a long time ago, my mom told me, and this is an old phrase, and I'm not sure if many people will get it. She used to say this: cover the ground that you walk on. What she meant by that was that you have a presence, you have an aura, you have an influence. No matter who you are, you have an influence. That influence is your aura, your shadow, and you cover the area that you influence the area and where you are. So when you walk, make sure that the area around you, you are covering that area with something positive. You're being inspirational to someone, and you're living by example. So cover the ground that you walk on. She always told me to do that. So as I've gotten older, I've tried my best, haven't always been successful, to cover the ground that I walk on.
Hey, well, I can say from the time that I met you, you've been covering not only your ground, but others' ground. So, hey, man, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. Guys, if you are in need of some expertise in diversity and inclusion, give Mr. Johnson a call. Like I said, I know he will come to the rescue to help you move your vehicle forward. So, man, again, thanks for coming on the show. I look forward to working with you in the very near future.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to working with you, and it's been a pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Be better. We're out.